This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. The big quit, the great resignation, whatever you call it, a record number of people are leaving their jobs. 4.5 million people in March alone, according to the Labor Department. For some, it's because the pandemic made them realize there's something else I want to do. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has been talking to people who found a calling during the pandemic and before. First up in her series, a story from Rochester, New York.
In the basement of an old industrial building in Rochester, there's a room where Hunter Reed is leading his new life. He spends his days and nights here in front of a machine that sort of looks like a turntable with a grinding wheel that spins at high speed. All over the walls, he's scribbled elaborate mathematical patterns. What's he doing? Well, I can tell you what he's not doing. Working the parking lot at a Home Depot. A year ago, that was his job. For $12 an hour, he would put away carts and lift bags of mulch into people's cars. It was a lot of walking. Back and forth. Back and forth.
I had this pair of shoes that were so beaten that it was really embarrassing. I had a hole in the bottom of them, and it was like February and just raining and torrential, and I just couldn't like keep my feet dry at all.
And all day long in the parking lot, he would daydream about what he really wanted to be doing.
I just couldn't, like, I couldn't be at work anymore. It was all I was thinking about.
Hunter had recently fallen down the rabbit hole into the world of glass art. In 2019, he was piling up student debt, studying computer design, when he realized it was not for him. So he dropped out. Then a friend made an introduction.
I had just decided I wasn't going back to college, and so he offered to hook me up with this glass artist.
Hunter had been interested in glass art since high school, so he started buying this artist's work wholesale and selling it online as a side hustle. Then in the pandemic, when that artist left town, he sold Hunter his homemade glass cutting wheel. Hunter had a bunch of marbles with trippy, multicolored designs inside, and he spent hours on the wheel, cutting one into a diamond using mathematical patterns. Then he did it again. A couple weeks in, he posted one of his creations on Reddit, a diamond-cut, rainbow-colored, psychedelic-looking marble. Dozens of people messaged him, wanting to buy one. He sold six for $150 each. Suddenly, he saw a path out of his dead-end retail job, and he figured if he failed, he could always go back.
It's like a pulse check to get a minimum wage job. They treat you as replaceable because you are, right? And in the same vein, they were replaceable to me.
So he quit, just stopped showing up. He told his partner and his parents that he got fired. He didn't think they'd understand.
Nobody in your immediate circle wants to support you quitting your job because nobody wants to tell you to take a risk and then it turn out poorly for you.
But he felt like he had to take the leap. And things went pretty well for a week. And then one day, the glass cutting wheel on which he had pinned his entire existence broke, just collapsed in on itself. He spent days trying to fix it and eventually came up with a solution that involved drilling a hole through the axle. He got a second opinion from a friend who builds race cars.
And I was like, if I do this, will it kill me?
She gave him the green light, and the fix worked, but then the wheel broke again. So he sold some of his stuff and bought a brand new one for $700. And this is where, financially, things started to get tricky. Today, Hunter is making more money than he did at Home Depot, but he has new expenses. Like, he got tired of working from his backyard, so he rented a studio. Plus, he's working 60, sometimes 70 hours a week. And his body hurts. He gets shoulder pain from all the repetitive sweeping motions on the wheel. Also, he designs his marbles to be viewed with one eye closed.
I didn't know that my eye socket and part of my brain, like the muscles, could be tight there.
Before, he was making art for himself. Now he needs it to pay his bills. He turned a passion into a job. And it's stressful. Like, if he posts a marble on Instagram and it doesn't get many likes, he's thinking,
you know, am I teetering? Am I falling off? Do people not like my work as much as they used to? Am I doing something wrong?
Home Depot was just a job. He wasn't lying in bed at night thinking about the carts. But, you know, that's not the kind of life he was looking for. And now?
You couldn't stop me from doing this if you tried. Like, the bombs could drop tomorrow, whatever, and me and two cockroaches, I'd be trying to show them my marbles.
It's been a year since Hunter quit, and he started to get into glass blowing, too, to make the marbles that he later cuts into diamond shapes.
Yeah, black stuff is carbon from having extra propane. Produce cooler.
It's cool to watch. He puts these little dots of hot colored glass on a clear bulb and then spins it around over a blowtorch flame, like honey on a stick. And suddenly, he's made an oval-shaped marble with a brightly colored spiral inside. One of the things Hunter likes about this work is that his marbles have no productive use. They exist simply to be admired.
People call them pocket vibes or pocket protectors, which is something cool to look at when you're out in the world.
Hunter's only 23, so he doesn't know if this marble thing is forever. But he says it makes sense to him right now. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.